are.
We're talking politics today. Caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Mr. Bloom has 2 minutes.
I rise again, I'm afraid, to make the same old hoary speech that I've been making here for several years. And that is, it is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke. And why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, the artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer. And until we start sending bankers, and I include central bankers and politicians, to prison for this outrage, it will continue.
Cannot say that better. So I have to keep playing his clip. Oh, the chicanery that's going on right now, you guys. Pelosi hinting at a second bill for funding because $2 trillion's not enough. When the going's good and you can loot, my gosh, I mean, what's stopping you? Just loot. Come on. Just get it done. That's what I say. Yeah. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Oh, are you guys keeping your heads about you? Because I'm telling you, it's getting harder. The people are just getting insane.
They're trying to stop it, though.
What?
I've heard there's an 11th commandment coming up.
Oh, really? What's the 11th commandment?
Thou shalt not commit counterfeiting in competition with thy government.
Thank you. Thanks for that. And there's a 12th. I didn't know if you knew this. I didn't know if you knew this or not, but only 10 people to a grocery store. I mean, that's what they're... I'm sorry, I have to put that in quotes. That's what their recommendation is.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, by the mayor.
Oh, well, now I understand.
No, there's this... I can't make this up. So let me just give you the statement. So a park's closed, because you know those parks. They're always spreading disease out in the open air. So yeah. Anyway, so they close the park, right? This is from the mayor of St. George. Let's work hard to maintain 6 feet distance. Sorry. And keep groups to fewer than 10. Sorry. I'm sorry. In other parks, offices, stores. I'm surprised he didn't say homes. I think he should just say homes. To minimize the spread of this disease. I'm sorry, this virus. They're calling it a disease now in the press, too. sorry. So when somebody questioned him about this, a friend of mine, he said, and I just can't make this up. He'll leave that to the constitutional scholars. Did you know that that you can't, I don't know. I don't know if people know this, but you can't understand the Constitution unless you're a scholar. Now the scholars get it right, right? Because as a person, you can't read the very simplistic language of the Constitution and realize you have rights. And so when questioning this, the mayor said that we have to follow the recommendations of the health department of the state of Utah. Because let me tell you why. Let me tell you why in all this reasoning that's going on here. Do you know what the percentage of cases next to the population of Utah is right now? Well, it's this is how many people have it in Utah. 0.0001 127.
That's a huge number.
It's so not close to even being a full 1%. It's not even in the same ballpark. It's not even in the same hemisphere. And our mayor, this mayor, wants you to know that you must stay 6 feet apart in a park and in an office and in a restaurant. And I'm sure if he could, he would say you're home. This, my friends, is the level of competency out there. The level of misreporting, the level of brainwashing, the level of crap that's being spewed. And let me say this, okay? The health department, what was their new classification now? Because do you remember the other day when I was telling you that the health department's telling us we have, because they shot over to 5 county now, because they have to up the numbers for the cash? It's all about the money, okay? So you create a hysteria to get the money, and then they get the money they want. Okay, so they went to 5 counties, and they said we had 4 cases in Washington County, except that they were already including the 2 that had been cleared. The other one's from out of state, okay? That facility told them to come here. And then we have another case, right? Okay, so I wrote a letter, and I said, how dare you do this? How dare you mislead the people? Take the cases off that have been cleared. Give me a break. And what the answer I got from the Southwest Health Department was this. We can't take off the cases that have recovered. We have to keep them on. Why? Because of some regulation they stick to, that they could change at any moment, but they just tell you that they can't do it because they can't do it. Okay, that makes no sense, right? So how'd they classify
it?
Well,
it makes sense if they stick to the truth and not the facts.
So given that, okay, because it's ridiculous, the kind of fear mongering that they're doing, what did they reclassify it? How did they walk this back a little
bit?
Well,
how they walk it back is the day before yesterday, they said there were 4 cases.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you one of them was from Arizona and one of them was from Iron County. They said they were
That was the fifth.
Washington County.
Yeah. 4 of them, Washington County. One Iron. Okay.
They didn't say that they were from where they were.
No, they said it in the past tense, and then they said it was active. So it's like they I think that's very misleading. I'm sorry to say that it's in the past tense, and then it's also now. Go ahead. Sorry.
Today they say the Southwest Utah Health Department has announced the first case of a positive COVID-19 test in Iron County.
Yes, but. They're also saying the first cases of community spread.
Community.
Oh, now we know it's in the community. Thank you for that. Community spread.
But when they first announced the Iron County case, they said he was a traveler.
Yeah. At the same time, they say the criteria for those receiving tests in southern Utah has been expanded. Why? Because they went to a 5-county reporting all of a sudden instead of a Washington County reporting without telling you that, allowing more people to be tested. A lot of us are the carrier for corona. Corona's been around. They started labeling this in the 60s, you guys. This is preposterous. So anyway, so now, because somebody tested positive, they're not ill. No, just tested positive. Now it is community spread. Do you see how the language that they twist and the fear and the hype mongering, Southwest, I'm so ashamed. I'm like, I can't even believe they're doing this and getting away with this.
But in a way, they're being honest. Like they said this. As of right now, all of the cases appear travel related as opposed to community spread. However, that may change as each case is looked at more closely.
Oh, it's subject to change.
Subject to change. They let us know that up front.
Okay. All righty. Okay. You know what? Every day, I'm going to call this out because I think that this is one of the saddest things I've seen in a while. And because it's happening here, it makes me even more ticked off. Because we're having to deal with this. And I'm sorry, one person, really? Is this now the extent of fear and hype? No. This is just the answer to get more money. That's what this is about.
Someone I know went into Kinko's. They wanted to do some copying. And as they stepped inside the door, someone inside of Kinko's from across the room yelled, "State your business."
Oh, my gosh.
State your business.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Wow.
Yeah, another thing that they probably, how many people have taken the test? Because I drove by the Instacare today by the hospital, and there's a line around Instacare wrapped through the parking lot of people taking the test.
Yep.
They're probably doing, you know, one every 2 minutes.
Yep, yep.
So it's not like this has only been a few people who've come in who had some symptoms. They've been giving out hundreds, if not thousands of tests to come up with these kind of numbers.
And here's the truth. Here's the truth. Had we done this in January, we would have gotten the same response as we're going to get now. This is the sad part that people are gullible enough to believe, because President Fauci, our new president of the United States, apparently, or so he thinks, came out and said Corona is seasonal. Duh. Yeah, it's been seasonal. We've all had colds for years. Oh, my gosh. You
the
can't
common
make this
cold
up.
That goes around is a type of coronavirus.
Yes.
That's why you can never get rid of the cold, because it's a new virus that comes out every year that nobody's ever had.
Yep. Thank you for the sanity, because I feel like we're an insane nation right now, and I really appreciate it.
That's not even...
What? Go ahead.
The insanity is in the financial thing that just happened
yesterday. Yes. In fact, Uncle Milty...
I don't want to take you off track. I'll call back when you get there, but
we're getting
some insanity in that bill.
Tell me when the... Wait a second. Uncle Milty, tell me when it resets.
The global currency reset. It happens on the Good Friday.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one.
That's out as of this morning.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, yeah. We're getting all that.
I'll have
Thank
to look
you.
At that.
Appreciate that. Thanks. Gosh. You know what, you guys? I think at this point, after 69 days, almost 70 days, for the media, Deseret News, all the media to ratchet this up, when we have, what was the number? Oh, yeah, 0.000127 of us have tested positive so far. There'll be more of those, though, because we all, there's a lot of people that have this. Not all, but there's a lot that are going to test positive. Doesn't mean anything. You don't, if you don't have any symptoms and it's mild symptoms, it's ridiculous. There's no treatment. Anyway, so why are people lining up for tests? I have no idea when you don't have symptoms. I don't even know why you would do that. Because I can tell you your results, and I'm not even a doctor.
Well, the thing is they are having symptoms. They cough.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I coughed in January, too, and I didn't run in for a test. I know, right? Crazy, crazy town. Okay, just making sure everybody's aware. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing.
Oh, man. You better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. I couldn't have said it better myself. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service. And I do hope you call in because of the nonsense. I hope you call in because of the stupidity. I hope you call in because you can see it and that you're getting to the point where the hype and the fear and yeah, I will out Southwest Health every single day. Because this is ridiculous. The hype and fear and panic. Did you know that when they hide behind HIPAA and they can't tell you a single detail about any of these cases, then why are they passing around Jerry and Mark Mortensen's names around like it's candy? Why are they printing their names in every article but not anyone else? Has anyone ever thought of this? This is why we have such a problem, and we're not calling it out. We're just not calling it out, and it's hype and fear. By the way, make sure you call Dr. Diet. If you have the house arrest 20 pounds, if you are just gaining because you're eating so many Doritos out of stress, I don't know, that's what I do. Anyway, if that's what's happening to you, make sure that you get their help right now. They'll even do a FaceTime call. They'll even do it from the privacy of your own home. You can call them 628-DIET. and you can actually kick some of this weight to the curb and not get in a situation that's harder to get out of. Do something right now while you can. Dr. Diet is phenomenal. They are that good, and I've used them myself, and this is how I know they are that good at getting it off quick. And do something about it now. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Whoops. Right. Turn down the phone. There we go.
We have my nephew works over at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And on Sunday, when he came over for a sacrament, he said that they told him to bring extra clothes tomorrow because they were going to have a case of this Chinese flu. And I said, well, how did they know? And he said, I don't know. They just told me bring extra clothes because you're not going to be able to go home.
Yeah, because the person this is conjecture on my part, because this is what I was told was that this was a person being transferred from a hospital out of state because they didn't want to deal with it. So we're glad to take it because it was our first like official case besides the two cases that were cleared, and you got to up the numbers for the cash. You have to do it. There's got to be a reason, you know.
Well, I asked them if they had any disease at all down here, and he said no, there wasn't any. I didn't know they were transferring somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you. But that's what I've heard. So that's why I say that's what I've heard from several people at least. Anyway, hi caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. The thought is that the only thing we're hearing in the news anymore is coronavirus.
Uh huh.
So where did all the other issues disappear to?
Yeah. I could go through a list, but what do you think are the three most vital? Is it the money? Is it, what the bills? What do you think is the most vital that people need to know?
Bill they discussed.
What's that? You're cutting out.
I would like to know what's in this bill that they just passed in the Senate.
Yeah.
And how much garbage is in there?
Oh, it's everything. It's everything but the kitchen sink. It's all the way from the JFK Center and to $100 million for NASA, to money for education, to money for, you name it, pet project. There's so many projects in there that besides the probably over $90 billion they're funneling to the IMF on paper. It's in so many places that have nothing to do with anything related, even related to the virus. Nothing. It was pre-written. There's no way they could have done a bill this quick. This was ready to go, folks.
My thought was too, is I know Nancy Pelosi had that whole hit list. I don't know that that was in the Senate version.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'd really like to know what's in the bill.
Yeah.
That the Senate passed. The House still hasn't passed it. And I think it came out at about $2 trillion.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of money you could put in every American's pocket or just give back to them.
Yeah, you would think.
How are they going to fund it?
Yeah, there's $350 million for migration and refugee assistance, just to let you know, in the bill passed, in this one. So this bill.
Yeah. So... somebody once said, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Rahm Emanuel. Yep, Rahm Emanuel. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
The other frustrating thing is all these investigations that were ongoing,
mm-hmm.
we don't hear anything about those.
Yeah.
Not that I ever expect anything to happen because of them.
Yeah.
I think the Bill Barr's deep state is deep state can be.
Right, right. Yes.
I hope they prove me wrong,
let me put it this way, because this is the best illustration I can give you. The Senate is controlled by whom? By whom? The Republicans, right?
Well, supposedly.
Okay. Okay, but
yeah. More of what he wants than anybody.
No, I know that's what I'm saying. But so listen to this, okay? So the House stimulus bill had $300 million for the National Endowment of Humanities. So what they did was they cut it by almost half to $75 million for the National Endowment for the Arts and National Endowment for the Humanities. What does that have to do with Corona? If you have a Republican-controlled Senate, why are you not stripping it out of the bill? Why are you still passing half the amount?
because they have to have so many, even though it's a control.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to have Democrats on board with that bill, or it's not going to pass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so my whole point is that these guys are holding the American people hostage.
Yes. Yep. Yes. I totally agree with that.
We put up with it.
Yes.
Now we have this bill that has nothing to do with the problem.
Right. And I agree with you, except that they're not holding hostage. We have the majority. So when we say in the next election that we have to have the majority to do something, remember this moment, everybody, because this is, and I'm not picking on you, caller, I'm just making a point. This is the kind of stuff, it doesn't matter if you get the majority. It doesn't matter, because we'll always claim that they're holding us hostage. We will never do the right thing because they're holding us hostage. It's just another example of it. And I don't know how many examples we have to have before we finally go, gee, do you think they might be working together? And I know you get this, caller, because you've called in before. I know you understand this. I'm actually just talking to the audience right now. We have some sort of disconnect that if we get the majority, oh, we're going to be okay. No, we're not. We're not okay.
Well, we had the majority in the House for the first 2 years of Trump.
And did nothing. Yep, you're right. And did nothing.
Did nothing except spend a few hundred million dollars, and I know it wasn't that much.
Yep.
On a Mueller investigation that was all fabricated.
Yes. Yes. I'm so glad. So, yeah. No, I'm so glad you're pointing that out.
I totally get where you're coming from. But that's my point, is all of a sudden, all of these other issues have disappeared and been brushed under the carpet.
Oh, of course. Yes. You're so right. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Thank you for calling, too. That was great. And by the way, just to illustrate his point, there are people at the park walking with a 6-foot string between them. Milty, can you go get a 6-foot string so I can be that far away from you? Because right now, I think we're only looking at like 4 feet.
No, it's closer to 6.
Do you think it's 6?
Yeah.
Do you have a string to prove it?
I measured it the other day.
Okay, but I want a string. I want a string to illustrate that we are keeping 6 feet distance. You know why? Because the mayor told me to.
Oh.
I'll do anything the mayor says, because the mayor is the mayor, and you can't contradict that, because the mayor is the mayor.
I see.
And when the mayor says that we have to follow the state mandated health mandate that is now part of the Ten Commandments and the Constitution, supposedly, I want to fall right in line. Because if I don't fall in line, there's a problem with me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
You know, this whole thing's kind of interesting, because this whole big spending bill is about saving lives, right?
That's what they tell us. Yes. Yes.
Well?
Yes, that's what they keep saying. Yep.
If this is about saving lives, then why did San Fran Granny put a whole bunch of money for Planned Parenthood, who killed babies?
Uh-huh. Yep. Interesting thought. Yep. I agree. And nobody's stopping it. You know why? We're held hostage. We can't do anything because we're held hostage. You know how sick of that I'm here? I'll tell you what, in my 8 and a half years now of radio, that's all they've ever said. That's all they've ever said. It doesn't matter. It's just, we've helped. Well, and then everyone goes, oh, they're held hostage. Okay. Yeah, that's why we don't do anything. They're held hostage. It's the biggest load of crap that we've ever consumed, but it is what it is. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, and again, I mean, if the Senate is controlled by the Republicans, which doesn't mean a dang thing.
Not anymore. Nope.
And we've got the hard left communist sympathizers running the House.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of with the last one. I mean, what is in this? Did Nancy's little communist wish list get tagged in, or?
Yeah. let's just go with the fact that they're not calling out any of this. They're not calling out any of it. What they're doing is they might have pared it down, and then they come to us and they say, well, we made it less money, but we're still held hostage. And so this is why this bill was written a long time ago. A long time ago. This was not just written. There's no way. There's no way that just happened. So they were just itching to get this thing through. And I'm sure they have another one just to follow along. Because you should see the headlines today.
I would absolutely agree with that, because it's already been let out of the bag that it isn't $2 trillion. It's actually $6 trillion.
Yeah.
And every time we have a shooting, how quickly do they have an 11 or 1200 page anti-gun bill ready to go?
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you know, it's in stages. And so just we have to always remember that this is in stages. That's how they do stuff. So they introduce the first stage, and then they can say 2 trillion truly and get away with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's the two things that you can use to describe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incrementalism.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't remember who it was that wrote the book called Nudge.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yep, yep, yep. I totally agree with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, we get these bills that give the funds to different places that have nothing to do with what we're supposed to be donating to. And I don't know if anybody's ever heard of the term money laundering.
That's a mystery there.
Because, you're right.
You know, you put in the Foundation for the Arts, I mean, you put $75 million in there. Well, $35 million is going to come back to the Democrats somehow.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's just going around a circle.
To both.
It goes back in their pockets. That's how they get so wealthy.
To both parties.
One of the ways they get so wealthy.
I agree. Both parties. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Thanks. Right. I know the phones are lit up. Let me go to a break. I'll come right back. By the way, which headline is more hypey? The hospitals across U.S. consider universal do not resuscitate orders for coronavirus patients because we have a whole 1,150 of them that are actually serious enough to be in the hospital in the entire nation. Or New York approves ventilator splitting, allowing hospitals to treat 2 patients with 1 machine. Uh-huh. Can't make that one up. Or when the $2.2 trillion is not enough. Or, this is a war. This is a war, says New York doctors. This is a war. Wow. I don't know which is more hype.
I like the one the best that said, if you enter this hospital, you may not leave alive.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
While storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us all swear allegiance to a land that's still.
It was interesting. I was having a conversation about martial law. This guy didn't think I knew what it was. He said it only happens when there's checkpoints and National Guard in front of your home. And I said, no, there's stages of it. I said, you can't do that, you know, with an armed populace. So what you do is you cut them off at the knees and you ruin the economy first. And there's stages of it because I don't know how free you feel today. you're walking around as so stupidly with a string between you, I'm not quite sure what to say to you guys. But I'm telling you, the audience that's actually listening, you know, we are. I don't feel so free. I don't feel so free. I feel kind of free. Kind of free. I can still go to the grocery store. I can go get gas. I can do a lot of things. So I'm not barred from leaving my home. But here's my analogy. If somebody incapacitates you in order to kill you, okay? Let's say you were in a battle. Fictional story. Let's say you were in a battle. If somebody did that to you, would the whole thing then be described as the murder if they kill you? Or just the murdering part? Because they did something to cause that to be able to happen. So I'm just asking for a friend. It's a fictional story. And one that I think that a lot of people don't get, actually. They don't get the steps and stages that it takes. And if we're such a gullible nation with all of this right now, can you even imagine? Can you even imagine? It's just not going to be hard. They don't have to do martial law to the full extent of the Red Dawn movie. You know why? Because we're giving it to them. We're giving it up voluntarily. They don't have to do a thing. And these mayors and the county officials, I love the word official. Official what? So all of these people that are telling you that you have these rules and these guidelines and they're making it look like a law and they're making it look like you have to, and the governor comes down and tells you you can't work and you don't have an income and too bad, so sad. We're giving it up. You know, they don't have to take a darn thing. They don't have to take anything. Nothing. It's for the taking. In fact, nobody's even squalling about this ridiculous bill and the ones that follow. No one. Why? Because it's to save lives for Corona. But why are we giving money to NASA? Oh, don't ask that. Because it's necessary. Because somehow NASA is linked to Corona. That's how ridiculous.
In all fairness, yes? NASA is investigating whether or not there's any coronavirus in space.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'd like to talk about Mayor Pike's statements. But First of all, a couple comments about what's been stated here. We don't listen to the lying thieves in Congress. Look at what they produced.
Uh-huh.
They produced this one bill, and this is mm-hmm. on the third stage and more is coming,
right.
the greatest expansion of Marxism, mm-hmm. of communism in the history of America.
Yeah, I know.
We must make everybody accountable that had any role in this at all. Not only the head of the Senate and Congress, but how they voted. Mm-hmm. The president's going to sign this. Most of what's in this bill was negotiated between the Secretary of Treasury,
mm-hmm.
Mnuchin, and this head of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
We got to think, make people accountable and responsible. Who put those people there through this two-stage process outlined in the Constitution?
You
were talking about Fauci. Who put him in that position?
Yep,
who
I agree. Burke, I agree
Fauci
with you. I'm not even disagreeing.
You know, he said this virus is 10 times more deadly than the regular flu virus.
Yes, I'm not disagreeing. I want to get as many calls in, and I know he said this before. That's why. Yep. And so I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
And he's right. And
you're right 100%, and I totally get it. I'm just trying to get some more calls in here. I apologize. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hi
there.
Milky.
Hi.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
It's your friend Daniel from Behind Enemy Lines in
Thank
FEMA
you.
Region 9.
In California. Thank you. Appreciate that. Go
yes,
right ahead.
I can almost hear them greasing up the gates to the FEMA camp.
Oh, I know. Go right ahead. I want to get as many calls in as we can. Go for it.
Okay. Two things. Did you get in the mail President Trump's coronavirus guidelines for America?
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful that he's such a Renaissance man that he's like a doctor and an mm-hmm. architect and a dictator all at the same time?
See, I don't.
Anyway, I'm glad you got
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Hey, one thing that was missing from there,
I don't
though,
see him as a
have
dictator.
Have you heard about the new Corona Sutra?
I have not.
You know what the name comes from, right? Milty will know, I bet. The Corona Sutra. It shows how you can make love and still be 6 feet distant.
Okay, thank you for that. Really appreciate that. And I don't think Trump's a dictator in this. I think Fauci's being a dictator, and he's being allowed to be one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate and Uncle Milty.
Hi there.
Nice to see Uncle Milty back.
Yes. Me too.
Real quick, this is a great day. I mean, the king has now given us some shekels. I can't wait to get my check in the mail or however they decided to send us our pittance out. I did a little math.
Okay.
I hope you're sitting down because this is going to really shock you.
Okay.
I divided 350 million, and that's a ballpark of our population, into 2 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And I come up with $5,714.
Mm-hmm.
Now, out of that 5714, we get 1,200. And actually, we get less than that because it's 500 per child. Of course, there's children in that total round amount thing.
Right.
I figure about 15% ballpark is given to the public. The other 85% goes to everything else.
Yeah, we get the penance. Yeah, you're right.
You cannot tell me that this wasn't planned years in advance.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, they could not have ripped this all of those pages out with all of this orchestration. There's no way. And I know there's one sitting in the wings, just like the Patriot Act. All of them are already written, and then they wait for the moment that they planned. Yeah,
And the people will go, oh, well, I'm going to get some money.
Yeah.
No, you're getting a very small amount of money, but you're going to have to pay so much more in the long run for that little pittance you're getting. Because, number one, where is the $2 trillion? And here's the better part. I love this. $2 trillion is supposed to go up to $4 to $5 trillion. So if I borrow $10,000 to buy a car, and it means that I'm going to get $20,000 later?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I want that bank, if you know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, everything costs more when we borrow.
Yes.
You know?
I've
always told people, look at your dollar bill. It's a note. It's a note. A note is an IOU. It's worthless.
Yeah.
It's not based on anything. In 1936, there were silver certificates, and they were based upon the value of silver.
Yeah.
Nowadays, we get a piece of paper, which a piece of paper back then too, but at least it has some value to it.
Yeah.
And nowadays, that little piece of paper is an IOU.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Giant credit card.
Yes. And you know what? You know what people will say? You're not qualified because you're not a professional economist, so you can't understand this.
I'm an idiot that barely made it through high school. I'm sorry.
That's my favorite. I mean, and I'm not a doctor, but I know what a corona is. I mean, give me a break. You know what? That's what people are saying, though. This is how they squash a conversation. You're not a professional. You're not a constitutional scholar. How in the world can you understand the Constitution?
Okay.
Right?
I know. I love that saying when they say you're not a constitutional.
Yes.
If you look at the Constitution, I think is really the first three amendments.
Uh-huh.
You know, the first one is freedom of speech, which I think is the very most important.
Yeah.
Second one is to bear arms to protect the First Amendment.
Yes.
And then the third is our liberties.
Yes.
And everything else is kind of written in there, and they're good.
Yeah.
But you know, for the most part, the first three are the most strongest part of the Constitution.
But it's not
if
in Mandarin.
If everybody understood that, we'd be in good shape.
But it's not in Mandarin. Right? I mean, the lay person can get it, right? Okay. I was just checking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. Love your call. Thank you for making
some
sense. Really, really appreciate that. Thank you. I love it. That's what we're up against.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, and I know you guys are just shaking your head out there if you're not calling in. I get it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, one of the things that's buried in this bill,
but
actually it's kind of in plain sight because it's such a large number, is that $425 billion of this $2.2 trillion, which is almost 25% of it, goes to the formulation of a new bank in the Federal Reserve that will be used for the purchase of distressed, actually for the loans and purchase of distressed assets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be managed by BlackRock. When we back something with $4.25 billion, it can be then multiplied up to $4.2 trillion that can be loaned by this bank that the Federal Reserve has backed with our money and then given BlackRock, which is a company that is actually run by the Rothschilds out of England.
Yes,
in fact. Where it got its formulation start at.
Yep, I'm
so they're going
with
to
you.
Control this, and they're going to make the interest on it.
Yes.
They're going to get the loans at zero. They're going to have to pay us on the $425 billion as taxpayers zero, and they're going to make the difference.
Amen. In fact, I had it in my notes to mention BlackRock, and I did not when I was talking about Section 406 the other day when we were talking about the IMF and all the money they were giving them, because back in October, they said they needed all this money in the 19th round. It's funny how COVID-19 is 19. I know it was named after the year 2019, but it kind of funny how it coincides with 19 round.
In the 2008, when the 2008 mortgage-backed security fallout happened, the main reason we had to bail everything out was because BlackRock had bought so much of it and sold it into the European market that we had to back them, or else it would have caused so much turmoil. They say reality was, you don't mess with the Rothschilds. They're worth $44 trillion.
Yes.
And you don't lose any of their money.
Yes. I did not know that part. Thank you for that. Thank you. That's an awesome point. Appreciate that. Oh my gosh. Thanks. Yeah, I know. And the frustration. So you have a local mayor that's telling you that no more than 10 in a grocery store is what he believes should happen. And you know, I don't know, maybe carry a string between you so you're six feet. So while everybody is dealing with that, and that you have to be a constitutional scholar to figure anything out. I can't believe he said that. Look. How are we going to get through this? It's going to go back to normal, 10, 15 days. We know this. In fact, when we started, we said 2 to 2.5 months. You remember that? That was around the 9th of February. Mm-hmm. That was about the 8th, 9th of February. No, probably about 10th, 11th. Anyway, we said that on the show, 2, 2.5 months. We're going to go back. We'll never get back, though, what we just lost. And we'll see the fallout of that more and more this year. Just like we did after the Patriot Act, just like we did after 9/11, we're going to see more of that. And so, you know, I know you guys are just, you're finding this as unbelievable as we are. I get it. And I wish the Southwest Health Department would stop skewing up the numbers for fear and hype. And I wish a lot of things. And I'm glad for all of you. I know you guys understand and get it. And I'm so grateful for all your wisdom that you bring to this show. Because this really is the only community thing spreading around here, let's hope, is some truth. And I appreciate your calls in because they lend this show so much. Really, don't stop doing that, please. And I appreciate it. I really do. Bottom of my heart. I couldn't do it without you guys. Be right back with Chris Ann Hall. Cannot wait to see what she has to weigh in on today. Oh, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.